Like I said, I was pretty tired, really, because seeing Bill every night, you know, night after night, and working a lot of extra hours and all this stuff. Anyway, Saturday morning I had to fly down to Canton. The situation down there, Duchess, now just kind of go over it briefly, but it was so involved. Two girls were down there, Barbara Jay, who was the club director, and Mick McCaffrey, who was the program director. Mick, as you may remember, was with me at Bearcat when she first came in country, which was last July. Anyway, she was the tomboy one, you know, the one that does karate and all this stuff. Mick has lost about 45 pounds since she's been in country this year. Anyway, it was a long-time suspicion of mine because I heard a lot of gossip and a lot of rumors and things that Mick had been married to this first sergeant that I introduced her to back in Bearcat. But nobody had ever made any complaints, and I had asked numerous times where Mick was sleeping. See, Barbara and Mick shared a very, very small trailer down there, and it's really too small for two people. But I asked if Mick was sleeping in the trailer, and Barbara said yes, and I asked if Chuck, her husband, who I didn't say that I knew officially, but I assumed this, and I asked Barbara if Chuck was sleeping in the trailer or anything. She said no, you know. And so this went on and went on. Well, it came time, and Barbara and Mick did not get along professionally. They're both very, very headstrong girls. And Barbara has her good points, but she's very, very sharp, arrogant, and Mick is kind of a weirdo herself. She's very loud and almost totally unmanageable. Anyway, this whole thing exploded when it was time for Barbara to go home. She left yesterday morning, actually. She left country. Her year was up. And we sent another girl, Debbie Alexander, down to Canton to replace Barbara, you know, have an overlap of 2 or 3 days in there. And I was down in Canton the week before, and I said to the girls at the time, I said to Mick and Barbara, when Debbie comes here, she has to sleep on the couch. They have a tiny little kitchen living room area in this trailer. And I said, so at that time, I request both of you to refrain from having any male visitors in, even socially, in the evening hours, because Debbie might want to go to sleep early and all this stuff. And she, you know, the living room area would have to be her bedroom area. And so everybody agreed, understood this. But when Debbie went down there, Duchess, it turns out that Mick has been sleeping all this time in the trailer with her husband. And Duchess, these trailers, this trailer is so small. There's one little tiny back room, the bathroom, another hallway type room that Barbara sleeps in, and then the little kitchen living room area. It's a very, very small trailer. It really is a trailer for one person. Anyway, so this whole thing exploded because Debbie called on the phone and she says, I can't stay in this trailer. There are men in this trailer, blah, 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 blah. Now, this meant I had to go back down there Saturday, which I had not planned to do. I hadn't even planned to work Saturday. But I had to. So what it turns out to be when I went down there, of course, I confronted Mick about this and her husband. And, of course, this was the first time Mick admitted officially that she was married, even though I suspected it long before the new year. And she told me that the reason Barbara never complained that Chuck was staying there and sleeping there was because Barbara was sleeping in with her boyfriend. See, Barbara also has been going with a fellow named Roger for almost the whole year she's been in country. So it's been one of these, you don't tell on me and I won't tell on you. And it really is funny when you think about it, I guess, Duchess, but Saturday was not a funny day. It drained me physically, mentally. It really did. But I can't believe four people were living and sleeping in that trailer. But that's what it was. And for months. And, I had to go to the military commanders and tell them that. See, I had to remove Mick. Once we had an official complaint at Debbie Main, then I had to remove Mick from the post. And this meant packing up her stuff, and her husband and I had a fit, you know. And, of course, I had checked on legal matters prior to going down there, what rights she had and what we could do to him. He could be busted. He's a first sergeant. But he could lose every stripe, you know, and a lot more if I had brought charges against him, because he cannot sleep in female quarters, even though he's married to the girl. It's not allowed. And see, dependents are not allowed in Vietnam. So he is, you know, wrong right on down the line. But anyway, it was a big mess, and Mick was crying, you know, and there I am. I'm the big bad wolf. I always get the good jobs over here. I get them all. anybody has to be fired or sent home or transferred or something, it's my duty, you know. That's no problem. Anyway, so here I am separating Mick from her husband, you know. But I have to because, as I say, they both stood to lose an awful lot. We could send Mick back to the States. And also she would have to pay the government back for coming over here, which would be a few hundred dollars. Anyhow, so I'm working on all this stuff, plus the fact that little Debbie, who went down there, Debbie's over here almost 2 years now, and she was up at Cunyon, which is north, and she was going with this fellow up there, and they had planned to get married when Debbie's tour was over, which would be beginning of October. And she told us about her plans, you know, and everything. She's very excited and all this stuff. And so we transferred her because she was due for a transfer. And we put her down in Canto to take over when Barbara left. Well, she was there 2 days, and she decided, and her fiancé decided, that this two-day separation was much too much, more than they could stand, Duchess. So they decided they were getting married immediately, like within 2 weeks. So Debbie is down there trying to take over a new club, which means changing over property books and financial records and all this stuff, right? And 2 weeks she's getting married, so her mind is on anything but the club, because she spent the entire time I was there worrying that she's got to get all kinds of papers to get married. She's got to get doctor's certificates saying she doesn't have VD, you know, any kind of syphilis or TB. She has to get the chaplain's statement saying they've had pre-marriage counseling. Then they have to have all the Vietnamese marriage papers. They have to be married by in civilian Vietnamese law type thing. It's no ceremony. It's more or less, actually, it's a payoff is what it amounts to. But they have to get that before the military can give them any kind of a wedding. Or she's going out of her mind because she needs her birth certificate. Her visa ran out. You know, all these papers and stuff. And so the confusion that existed on Saturday was unbelievable, because Debbie is supposed to be doing real big important things while Barbara's there, like monies and financial accounts, you know, and properties and stuff. And all she's worried about is, do you realize in 2 weeks I'm getting married, which means we have to put another girl down there and change that stuff all over again to a new club director. Meanwhile, I got Mick on the other hand. She's crying because I am taking her away from her husband. Her husband's furious, you know. Barbara J. is so excited, she doesn't give a damn about anything because she's on her way home. And she's anxious to get out, and I'm signing papers and resignation and all. It was terrible, Duchess. It really was a very confusing day with those three females. But it's just so ironic, you know. Here I am separating one female from her husband while the other one is trying to get married. And another Saturday. I came home Saturday with Mick. I brought Mick back with me with our suitcases and left the rest of her stuff down there. We'll ship it later. And I got home about 5:30. I mean, I got back. I had called Jane. She picked us up at the airport, which is about 7-minute drive from here. And not the airport, it's the airfield, really. Anyway, it was pouring rain. I got Mick billeted. I was soaking, wringing wet, Duchess, utterly exhausted, you know. And then Jane wanted a full report on everything. So she came in my room, and I fixed a couple of martinis. And I told her everything. And then when she left, I went right to bed. This was Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Duchess. I just fell into bed. And I slept all night, and Sunday I stayed in bed the whole day. Charmaine stopped by. She was on her way through somewhere, I don't know. And she saw Vera, and Vera brought over a sandwich for me. I had the sandwich, and Vera stayed. Vera and Jean Walton stayed for about an hour, which was very nice. And then they left, and I went back to sleep. And I slept all Sunday night and felt great on Monday morning. I was just so tired. I was just all in. I really was. And it's the first day, the first Sunday I've had off in a while, but really the first day that I had to myself in a long, long time. I didn't realize how tired I was. So it worked out very nicely. And then today is Thursday. Monday night we had to go to the AG party. And then the last night or two, I really had some time to myself. I've been catching up on old newspapers, I read back some of the letters you had sent. And I read them again, Duchess, and then I rip them up and throw them away, because I got an awful lot of stuff. I want to clear out stuff. You know, I hate to have excess stuff. This room is very small. But it has been a taxing 10 days of personality clashes one way or another. And I felt a little sorry for Mick, but she was lucky. I mean, she really didn't know what to do. She almost was going to go home. And she asked me what to do, and I said, truthfully, I'd accept this transfer. She only has one more month to go. See, she's right here on post. We put her at this service club here. She has 1 month to go, and then she can go home. And that way she won't blackball her record. That way she won't have to pay the government back, you know. And it's better this way if she can just hold out for a month. And I said to them, I said, you're very fortunate to have had all this time together, because actually it's totally illegal, you know, for him to be living in the female quarters, for anybody to be living in the female quarters except female. Anyway, so, and then Debbie came up today. She came up to the office, and she's so excited. She met her fiancé in the office, and all she's doing, she's got to run to Saigon and get all these papers signed and go to the American Embassy and the consulate, and her mind is on anything but the service club. I don't blame her, Duchess, you know. It's just that she's supposed to be the club director down there, and there's nobody else down there, so I sent another gal down there yesterday, and she's not too experienced. And now she's by herself because Debbie's off to Saigon getting papers signed. It'd be interesting, though, if the wedding does come off, and I hope it does, be the 17th of this month, June. I don't know if we'll all get to go to it because there's no place to sleep people overnight, females, you know. So I don't know. It's up at, she'll be getting married up at Quinion, and they have no place to put females up, just two or three. So I may not get a chance to go. I don't know. Anyway, that's kind of exciting. That's the first service club marriage we'll have in country that we know of. I mean, you know, with the ceremony and everything. I think we've had a few that we don't know about. Anyway, that was the big highlight of the weekend. What else has happened? Oh, little, you know, not important things. Just kind of routine-ish. I haven't yet received my deed, and I know I should get a letter out, and maybe I will, Duchess. I have rested the last couple of nights. Really, I've gone to bed early, and it makes a world of difference if you can get a night or two nights in for yourself. And it would suit me fine if I had a couple of weeks like that, you know. It would not upset me. Never has. Because I can't keep a pace of a... Because the day drains me so much. You know, I put an awful lot into a working day. And so at night, it's taxing when you have to be alert and have to be charming and all these other things. And I've had a lot of supply problems. It's been hectic in our job. We're very, very busy. However, nothing that can't be handled. It's just the quantity is tremendous. It really is. And particularly, as I say, right now, I feel that I'm almost working with 22 clubs instead of 4. And it takes an awful lot. Everybody's got problems. Oh, God, every day these females get into more problem areas than you can count on both hands. It's a lot. You know, we have almost 70 females in country. What else can I tell you? I've kind of briefly gone over a couple of things. Highlighting, right? I still didn't make a tape to Carolyn or Cree, which I should do. And my three-month extension is up this month, the 19th of June. But I'm sure I'll stay a while. I don't know how much longer. Some days, boy, a couple of days like the last week or so, and I'm ready to come home just to get a complete change for, you know, a couple of months. It certainly would help. But I probably would not, Duchess. I don't mean to imply that, because I don't intend to. If I come home, I'm coming home to stay. You know, I don't want to come back again. Anyway, I feel fine, and this is practically out, and I really was kind of generalized on things that really aren't too important. It's been mostly business, but this has been, you know, the highlight, so to speak, of my life the last 10 days. Has kept me busy. I was very, very glad to get your letter, though. Things seem to be going very well, Oh, and Duchess, I sent you 8 boxes of slides. I finally got it in the mail. I still have not put the catalog in an envelope. And maybe this week or this weekend, if I ever get it to myself. But I think you'll enjoy the slides. They should get to you shortly after this tape does. And who knows, I may just get the catalog in the mail, too. I did want to write a note or check off some things in the catalog, you know, which means I have to look through it, and that's why I haven't done it yet. Anyway, and I went to the new PX. We had a new PX open on post today. It's very good. It has a number of things, and it opened Sunday, but you haven't been able to get in it because of the lines. It doesn't offer much of a variety, but at least the shelves weren't completely emptied, and that's something.